This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia says it is pulling back more troops and weapons. That's another gesture apparently aimed at easing fears that it is planning to invade Ukraine. It comes even as the U.S. says the threat of an attack remains. Russia has built up about 150,000 troops east, north, and south of Ukraine. That sparked Western concerns that it was planning an assault. There have been no indications of a significant withdrawal of those forces, but this week has seen a handful of gestures from Moscow that offered hope that Europe might avoid war. The Russian Defense Ministry released a video Wednesday showing a trainload of armored vehicles moving across a bridge away from Crimea. Russia denies it is planning to invade. U.S. intelligence officials Tuesday accused a conservative financial news website with a significant American readership of amplifying Kremlin propaganda. An alleged 5 media outlets targeting Ukrainians have taken direction from Russian spies. The officials said Zero Hedge, which has 1.2 million Twitter followers, published articles created by Moscow-controlled media that were then shared by outlets and people unaware of their nexus to Russian intelligence. In a response posted online Tuesday morning, the website said it, quote, has never worked, collaborated, or cooperated with Russia, nor are there any links to spy agencies, end quote. Iran urged the U.S. Congress Wednesday to issue a, quote, political statement, end quote, that Washington will stay committed to a possible agreement in Vienna talks to restore the 2015 nuclear deal. The accord offered Tehran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program, but then U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from it in 2018 and reimposed heavy sanctions. This is VOA News. North Korea celebrated the 80th birthday of late leader Kim Jong-il with a concert, fireworks, and a rare outdoor ceremony near its border with China, state media reported Wednesday, as the country pushes for greater internal unity amid pandemic-related hardships. Kim's son and current leader Kim Jong-un attended a state ceremony Tuesday on the eve of his father's birthday, the official Korean Central News Agency reported. When Kim Jong-un appeared, all the participants, quote, burst into stormy cheers, hurrah upon him, end quote, before he paid tribute to the statue of his father, according to KCNA. The House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has subpoenaed six more people, including former Trump campaign members and state lawmakers. The panel is further expanding its review into efforts to falsely declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election in several swing states. It is seeking testimony and records from individuals who the panel says had knowledge of or participated in efforts to send false, quote, alternate electors, end quote, from seven of the states President Joe Biden rightfully won. Those subpoenaed include Michael Roman and Gary Michael Brown, who served as directors for Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Burkina Faso strongman Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Sandaogo-Damibe was inaugurated as president Wednesday, just over 3 weeks after he led a coup to topple elected head of state Roch Marc-Christian Kabore. In a televised ceremony, Damibe swore an oath before the country's top constitutional body to, quote, preserve, respect, uphold, and defend the Constitution, end quote, the nation's laws, and a fundamental act of key decisions approved by the junta. The press, but no foreign representatives, attended the ceremony in a small room at the offices of the Constitutional Council. French far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has accused a one-time close supporter of sabotage as a series of defections rattle her party with elections looming. Le Pen's national rally announced late Tuesday it had suspended former Vice President Nicolas Bay, accusing him in a statement of sabotage, duplicity, and behavior unworthy of the trust placed in him. Bay's alleged crime was passing on confidential information about Le Pen's campaign to her rival, with the incident serving to highlight the increasingly bitter split in the anti-immigration wing of French politics. A new trial against Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has opened at the penal colony where he already is serving a prison term. Navalny is charged with fraud and contempt of court in the trial that opened Tuesday. Navalny appeared in the makeshift courtroom wearing a prison uniform. By remote.